If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration. Yes! It is March the 18th, 2024, and today the topic is unanswered prayers. Happy Monday. Yes, happy Monday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Mine was just fine. Yep, mine was good overall. A quick recap over my weekend goes like this. Saturday, I had the house to myself because the men folk went out and did men folk things. So, yeah, man, I just stayed home. I relaxed. I didn't sleep as much as I thought I was going to sleep. So, after I did the juice, I for the most part, I relaxed. I did place an order or two, you know, so I got my lunch delivered. And, I binge watched some different shows, and then I was also just working on sharing about the book and everything like that. As you guys know, I made the announcement about my book, my seventh self-published book last Saturday. So that was one thing. My little guy, NJ, he did a video, and I made a reel out of the video and whatnot. And the one on Facebook has almost 500 views. So, man. To God be the glory, you know what I mean? For the favor that's on my son and his life and his presence and things like that. I appreciate those. I had a few people reach out to say that they purchased the book, so that is a blessing as well. Yeah, man, I can't wait to see the little kiddos with the book. I can't wait to see families, trying out the recipes and maybe giving feedback about some of the remedies and things of that nature. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to actressmiraclesims.com and click on the button that says books, and you guys can see my seven self-published books there and much, much more at actressmiraclesims.com. But anyway, so that was Saturday, right? Sunday was good as well. I did end up working, working two of the three gatherings and actually getting a chance to get a word in. The minister yesterday was Brother RJ. So it was interesting and good to hear what he had to share and say in this sermon series. So that was one thing. Yesterday was also St. Patrick's Day. So your girl wore probably one of the most obnoxious green ensembles for the kiddos and whatnot. And actually quite a few of the kids got into it and dressed up and whatnot as well. So that was good to see participation in our Sunday fun day activities. It seemed like my idea, if I go, brush my own shoulders off a little bit, my idea to do the St. Patrick's Limbo as the game seemed to be a good option and choice. That they seemed to enjoy it and whatnot. So, I mean, I can't complain, man. It's truly, truly a blessing to be a part of the ministry at Mountain West. So yeah, that was my weekend in a nutshell. Let's go ahead and get into this conversation, because yes, it's Monday morning and everything like that. And so yeah, man, let's take a little time to see what the Lord wanted to share through me about unanswered prayers. So how did I get to today's conversation? I mean, there could be a lot of things that led me to this topic. I mean, again, I shared with you guys about the video I watched Brother Kanye, sharing about how, I guess, he got a problem with Jesus because he hasn't answered his prayers and things of that nature. So I'm sure that's part of the inspiration. Also, I guess, just observations in my own life about, myself and others. I think all of us have at one time or another felt like, man, Lord, you're not answering my prayers, or I don't see what I desire, or any of those phrases that we could, put in this blank to I guess help us understand like this feeling. Again, I think majority of us have felt this at one time in our life or another. Now, as a believer and as where I am today in my life, I understand that if something is not answered right now, that it perhaps may just not be the time, but that doesn't mean that the prayer won't get answered one of these old days. So that encourages me and inspires me to keep going, especially with things of the Lord and things like that. Like, for example, I've been praying to get a venue again, but I'm not worried about it. I know that whenever that time comes, I will have a venue again. And even if the Lord don't allow me to have a venue again, that's still all right, because at the end of the day, I can see him building a strong foundation, I guess you would say a virtual venue, if you will. And so, I mean, if that's the venue that I'm supposed to have instead of the physical one, I mean, to God be the glory, you know what I mean? I'm okay with that. And I think that's part of the thing. We got to learn how to be okay with God's will, way, plan for us in our lives. But again, for anybody that may be, saying like, man, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I am not seeing the answer, or I'm not getting what I'm praying for and things of that nature. There could be quite a few things as the reason why. Now, I know my son, he I always use him and that as an example every now and then, and I'm reminded that yesterday when he came up for prayer, he once again prayed for a dog. Now, the thing is, again, he don't know what, but he's listening to me right now, so he's probably gonna find out. But his father wanted him to have a dog from birth, so it's very interesting the fact that he wants a dog so much right now. And he may be wondering, like, I done prayed to Jesus so many times about me getting a dog, and I still don't have one. But again, there could be so many reasons why he hasn't, quote unquote, received the dog. Right now, it might not be the best time for us as a family to get a dog, and add extra mouth on top of the 3 mouths that are currently in our household, or again, perhaps again with NJ being very young and right now not really picking up after himself so well. Like, I mean, it's going to be his dog at the end of the day, and so he's going to have to take care of the dog. And so, maybe he needs to wait until he's actually in a place to understand that, hey, you have to take care of this dog X, Y, and Z. So again, God could be looking at us the same way. Maybe it's just not time. I know that's another example, but just reiterating that, and perhaps it's just not the right timing. But for those that say you've been praying for years for something, right? Say you've been desiring something for years, whatever the case may be, there are some things beyond just it not being the right time and stuff like that that could be the reason why you are experiencing unanswered prayers. So here goes some verses that were standing out to me this morning to share. James 4 and 3, it says, "You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions." So again, not only could it not be the time, but you could be asking for the wrong thing. Like, again, if you are asking for a married man, then you asking for your own passions. That is not the will of the Lord. Now, sure, some people get those desires and things of that nature, but that does not mean that situation is blessed and things like that. We can see again many biblical figures that crossed the line and desired things that did not belong to them, and we see how that panned out. When it comes to that. But anyway, I mean, I was kind of reminded as I was sitting here chatting about this in this moment about, and again, I guess I said, but anyway, because I'm not sure. So I guess I need to do a little bit more historical studying in regards to this. But I'm reminded of, for example, was it Sarah and Abraham? Could be, or at least it's the older gentleman that, God promised to give him nations and children and things like that. And his wife was barren for all those years. And so his wife encouraged him to, I guess, have relations with their servant and whatnot. And although they conceived, this was not the overall plan and will of the Lord. And so it seems to me that the nation in conflict, and again, I could be wrong, so I would stand corrected if I, if anybody comes in and be like, oh, you got this wrong. But my understanding is that the Palestine and Israel debate and fight is between these two bloodlines, this family that has been not say separate family, but y'all get what I'm saying. Like from the these two family bloodlines is what this conflict is still going on about today. Now, again, I gotta go do my research on that, but that's just an example again of things being out of the will of the Lord. I mean, obviously, we know that David is an example of this as well. I mean, he was looking down at Bathsheba, and I don't know why she was taking a bath in a place where he should be able to see outside. Maybe she was swimming and they called it a bath. I don't know. But whatever it was, he saw her, he wanted her, she's married, all these things. And so again, another example of asking for things that you're asking wrongly for things that, either aren't yours, you want for your own passions, things of that nature. So that could be one of the reasons why your prayers aren't being answered. Now, this next one is geared towards husbands, but hey, man, I would say even this might be for wives as well. And this is what it says. It's 1 Peter 3:7. It says, likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Perhaps your prayers are being hindered because you're not treating your spouse correctly. I would say husbands and wives, even though this is geared toward the husbands. But yeah, I mean, if you are out of order, not treating your spouse correctly, perhaps God is not answering your prayers. Again, I gotta humble myself to say, okay, am I being the best wife possible? Things of that nature, and so husbands should do the same. I believe that again, their relationship with the Lord as well as their relationship with their wife plays a huge part on their prayers being answered. And so that's just something to think about. Let's keep going. Here's another example in Psalm 66:18. It says, if I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. So, I mean, if you hold an iniquity in your heart, if unforgiveness, things of that nature, then perhaps this is another reason why your prayers are not being answered. Perhaps you need to go forgive your brother or not hold on to the iniquity, things of that nature. Confess your own sins, things like that. All of these things, again, can be playing a part in your unanswered prayers. I got one more verse, y'all, and it's John 15:7. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. Friends, I mean, there you go. You have to be in alignment, abiding in the Lord. And his word and things of that nature. Now, you might not get it when you want it, right? But as the song say, it will be right on time. And so, yeah, I mean, these are just things to consider and think about. Again, I hope that these things encourage you and inspire you if you are in the place where you feel like, man, my prayers are not being answered. If this is something you need to go deeper about, feel free to check out any of the verses in the Go Deeper section. There's plenty to peruse and let marinate on your hearts, souls, and minds. You can even go deeper yourself and just go to openbible.info and plug in unanswered prayers. I'm sure there's plenty of verses that will come up that you guys can, again, peruse and let marinate. Here's another thing that's at gotquestions.org. It's an article that you guys can check out if you are in this place, and it's called How Should a Christian Respond to Unanswered Prayers? If you call yourself a Christian, a Bible believing person, then check out this article. Hopefully, it will encourage you and inspire you about this. But yeah, the Bible verse of today, friends, is Acts 10:43. It says, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. move your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSO for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.